Topic 36. Blackboards. Consider how detectives might use a blackboard to coordinate and solve a murder investigation. The chief inspector starts off by setting up a large blackboard in the conference room. On it, she writes a single question. H. Dumpty. Male. Egg. Accident? Or murder? Did Humpty really fall? Or was he pushed? Each detective may make contributions to this potential murder mystery by adding facts, statements from witnesses, any forensic evidence that might arise, and so on. As the data accumulates, a detective might notice a connection and post that observation or speculation as well. This process continues, across all shifts, with many different people and agents until the case is closed. Some key features of the blackboard approach are: none of the detectives needs to know of the existence of any other detective. They watch the board for new information and add their findings. The detectives may be trained in different disciplines, may have different levels of education and expertise, and may not even work in the same precinct. They share a desire to solve the case, but that's all. Different detectives may come and go during the course of the process and may work different shifts. There are no restrictions on what may be placed on the blackboard. It may be pictures, sentences, physical evidence, and so on. This is a form of laissez-faire concurrency. The detectives are independent processes, agents, actors, and so on. Some store facts on the blackboard. Others take facts off the board, maybe combining or processing them, and add more information to the board. Gradually, the board helps them come to a conclusion. Computer-based blackboard systems were originally used in artificial intelligence applications where the problems to be solved were large and complex, speech recognition, knowledge-based reasoning systems, and so on. One of the first blackboard systems was David Gelertner's Linda. It stored facts as typed tuples. Applications could write new tuples into Linda and query for existing tuples using a form of pattern matching. Later came distributed blackboard-like systems, such as Java Spaces and T Spaces. With these systems, you can store active Java objects, not just data, on the blackboard, and retrieve them by partial matching of fields, via templates and wildcards, or by subtypes. For example, suppose you had a type author, which is a subtype of person. You could search a blackboard containing person objects by using an author template with a last name value of Shakespeare. You'd get Bill Shakespeare the author, but not Fred Shakespeare the gardener. We believe these systems never really took off, in part because the need for this kind of concurrent cooperative processing hadn't yet developed. A blackboard in action. Suppose we are writing a program to accept and process mortgage or loan applications. The laws that govern this area are odiously complex, with federal, state, and local governments all having their say. The lender must prove they have disclosed certain things and must ask for certain information, but must not ask certain other questions, and so on and so on. Beyond the miasma of applicable law, we also have the following problems to contend with. Responses can arrive in any order. For instance, queries for a credit check or title search may take a substantial amount of time, while items such as name and address may be available immediately. Data gathering may be done by different people, distributed across different offices in different time zones. Some data gathering may be done automatically by other systems. This data may arrive asynchronously as well. Nonetheless, certain data may still be dependent on other data. For instance, you may not be able to start the title search for a car until you get proof of ownership or insurance. The arrival of new data may raise new questions and policies. Suppose the credit check comes back with a less than glowing report. Now you need these 5 extra forms and perhaps a blood sample. You can try to handle every possible combination and circumstance using a workflow system. Many such systems exist, but they can be complex and programmer-intensive. As regulations change, the workflow must be reorganized. People may have to change their procedures, and hardwired code may have to be rewritten. A blackboard, in combination with a rules engine that encapsulates the legal requirements, is an elegant solution to the difficulties found here. Order of data arrival is irrelevant. When a fact is posted, it can trigger the appropriate rules. Feedback is easily handled as well. The output of any set of rules can post to the blackboard and cause the triggering of yet more applicable rules. Tip 60. Use blackboards to coordinate workflow. Messaging systems can be like blackboards. As we're writing this second edition, many applications are constructed using small, decoupled services, all communicating via some form of messaging system. These messaging systems, such as Kafka and NATS, do far more than simply send data from A to B. In particular, they offer persistence in the form of an event log and the ability to retrieve messages through a form of pattern matching. This means you can use them both as a blackboard system and/or as a platform on which you can run a bunch of actors. But it's not that simple. The actor and/or blackboard and/or microservice approach to architecture removes a whole class of potential concurrency problems from your applications, but that benefit comes at a cost. These approaches are harder to reason about because a lot of the action is indirect. You'll find it helps to keep a central repository of message formats and/or APIs, particularly if the repository can generate the code and documentation for you. You'll also need good tooling to be able to trace messages and facts as they progress through the system. A useful technique is to add a unique trace ID when a particular business function is initiated and then propagate it to all the actors involved. You'll then be able to reconstruct what happens from the log files. Finally, these kind of systems can be more troublesome to deploy and manage, as there are more moving parts. To some extent, this is offset by the fact that the system is more granular and can be updated by replacing individual actors and not the whole system. Here's a challenge. Do you use blackboard systems in the real world, the message board by the refrigerator, or the big whiteboard at work? What makes them effective? Are messages ever posted with a consistent format? Does it matter?